Hey, 829. So spoke with customer service. They said that if they want to do that, dialysis is going to have to be present while you do it because they can't authorize that the wheelchair is a stable, you know, safe wheelchair. So dialysis is going to have to be the one to essentially escort her on so that it's not a liability on your end. And then they're going to just take their wheelchair once they do that. Another thing that we're going to have to figure out is she stable enough to get from the chair to inside without the wheelchair that they're providing for her?
Okay. Well, I know that she normally carries a small handheld walker, and that's how she gets to her door. But she just wants for you to take her in the chair from dialysis to the bus and take the chair back and then carry her things to the bus in her walker as well. So from starting right now, I'm just going to basically try to get customer service from dialysis and have them escort her on the lift and come on and take the chair, put the chair back on the lift, and they take it off.
Yeah, that's what we're going to end up doing just as in regards to liability. So it's not on us. She understands it's not, you know, a wheelchair. If it was her physical wheelchair, then we would be reliable for it. But since it's not, we're not responsible for a dialysis chair. They're going to have to come on, like you said, and we're going to do it that way.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. You have a good one, Dispatch Clear 1508.
Train 48, or excuse me, 43, relief.
Welcome. Clear track, specials and advisory. Okay.
I copy. Have a good day as well. Thank you.
Thanks. 1509.